Thank you very much, Maggie. As the vicar, may I begin by indeed saying a very, very warm welcome to each and every single one of you this morning. It is a delight to receive and to have everyone gathered together. I've already been so touched by people saying that just being here is almost the most important part of the day, just as being at the Islamic Centre of England this afternoon is the important part of the day by being together. That in and of itself, people have repeatedly said that, and that is just wonderful. It also reassures me because I'm somewhat scared. First of all, I thought I was hosting the event, and then I discovered I was speaking at it. And then my terror heightened all the more as I saw not one, but both of my co-speakers this morning walk in with printed lectures ready to deliver to you. So I think you've drawn the short straw with me, and just as well you get me over and done with, and then I'm sure you're going to have these wonderful lectures provided by those who have their printed talks. With me, I'm afraid it's a bit more as it comes and as it goes. I was asked to focus on the challenges of the family. Well, that begs a question, doesn't it? What is the family? Unless we have an understanding of what the family is, well, then you can't even begin to understand what the challenges may be, let alone the benefits. When I think of family, and I'm sure as you think of family, some image will come straight to your mind. And in fact, for myself, when I think of family, I think it's my grandparents, with no disrespect to my parents, but actually I think it's my grandparents that sort of flood into my mind with great warmth and great affection and continued love. My grandparents, indeed, my mother's side, are all good EastEnders for generation upon generation. So half the blood is North London. half the blood belongs here in North London. My other grandmother was Norfolk, and for those some of you know that the little cottage that I have, because of course I only live in the vicarage as long as I work, we're actually serfs in the Church of England. You stop working and you're cast out onto the streets. So the little cottage that I actually managed to have in the hope that I may get to retirement and have a roof over my head is in Norfolk. It remains a place that is very, very important to me. The other bit of me, I don't know, is probably a mongrel, the other quarter. But in terms of what does family mean, in fact, it's thinking of those grandparents and all that they meant. That gives the answer of what is family in the sense of biology, but it also, very importantly, I think, gives our understanding of who we are as family as geography and indeed history. And I'm not sure, as I thought about this, but perhaps this is a question for later, that you can actually unwrap family from geography or history. And that's why my grandparents came to mind as my first answer to what is family. I thought a little more, and then, of course, there's family, that perhaps the word that we would use, and if you'll forgive me, but we're here to learn from one another, this will be from a particularly Christian concept, is, if you like, the chosen family, the family that you choose. And there is one really important way that we can choose family as Christians, and that is when our children particularly are baptized with water at the font at the back of the church. Parents nominate people who become godparents, and I rejoice in being the godparent to four godchildren. But my first, and I'm sure I shouldn't say this, but it's true to say it, my closest, my first godson is Frederick. And his parents and I worshipped together in a church in Cardiff where we met. And once I was ordained, one of the special things that you can do when you're ordained priest is to impart your first blessing, your very, very first blessing that you can give. And I refused other people around Llandaff Cathedral until I could hunt out Frederick and took him into my arms, because he was still a baby, and he had my first blessing. He's now 21 years old, but in terms of family, he is one of the most important people, along with my other godchildren, the chosen family that we have. I don't think family stops there. I think we then also have parish family, faith family. I hope that is understandable to us all without too much needing to be said. But it's a faith family, a parish family, it's a gifted family. It's a family that doesn't exactly choose itself, but comes together come what may. And so it's a gift that is then lived as a family of faith. So in that sense, I think we have a family in those three dimensions: the biological, historical, geographical, the chosen, particularly for Christians, for those of us so special to be asked to be godparents. And then there's the gifted family that just comes together in our faith. So with those families, or family, depending which way you look upon it, in mind, where are the challenges? Well, a good thing to do for us all is to return to our Holy Scriptures. And so I endeavour to do that. And I endeavour to do that because to say that we have challenges in the 21st century may belie the fact that we believe that there's never been a challenge in the past. And I think that would be a big mistake, to pretend that we just have problems now. Certainly from the Christian scriptures, you've only got to read the second page, and we've got Adam and Eve having an argument. There they are in paradise, and yet they're having an argument. And I'll come back to that. Family life. Turn two more pages, and you've got their sons, Cain and Abel, literally, one killing the other. Has a challenge to family life only appeared in the 21st century? From a Christian understanding, through our humanity, through our fallenness. In fact, the challenge of family has been there from the very start. You can go through Scripture. Think of Noah as well. Think of Abraham, the father of our faiths, of the Abrahamic faiths. Well, we don't have to look too far to see that it was challenges in that family that bring us to where we are. Indeed, I think it would be, I did write this one down, I think it would be important, almost as one of the questions, to what extent are our challenges born of those biological, historical challenges of the past? In the scriptures, we think of Hosea and his wife acting as the prostitute. And indeed, we then come in our scriptures to the New Testament. We need only think of the challenges that were undertaken in family life by the Blessed Virgin Mary in response to her obedience to God's call to bear God's Son into the world. Any of you who may have seen the BBC film that I think was made 3 years ago now, The Nativity, shows a wonderful, wonderful depiction of how that may have been, but really does pick up the challenges of family that the Blessed Virgin Mary herself must have had alongside Joseph. And then our Lord Jesus Christ himself, not without the challenge of God incarnate living in a family on earth, knowing his Heavenly Father in heaven, and the challenge of doing his Heavenly Father's will even unto death on a cross. And we hear that cry of desolation. What a challenge that was. Of course, we have the happiness of the resurrection as well, and all that that brings, in fact, to the meaning, Christian meaning, of family life. Not least of all, baptism, being baptized into that death and resurrection. So I just skit across the scriptures, if I dare put it that way, so that we can see that we are not the newly challenged. Families are challenged in many ways and have been since our very creation, and the Christian understanding of that would be through our fallen humanity. What then, you may be thinking I'm finally getting to the point, but what are the challenges for our family today? There could be many, and I've picked out some. I'm not pretending that they are in any order of priority or preference. They're in an order that I've created because they help me deliver the talk that I'm giving, so if you understand it in that sense. Nevertheless, one of the big challenges of the family today is that which is in our news almost every day, so tragically, so sadly, and that is abuse. Abuse of any description, although of course sexual abuse is the way that it has its prevalence at this moment in time. Part of my background, before I was called to be a priest, I was a probation officer. That's a social worker who is particularly trained to work with criminals. And so I spent several years as a probation officer. What I know from there and what I know from the statistics is the frightening fact that most abuse, of whichever kind you wish to describe it as, occurs within the family. I fear the media is leading us into a trap. I think the media may lead us into more than one trap. But in this particular way, at the moment, we are faced with, dare I say, abuse celebrity. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying it doesn't need to be seen to. But there's a very important thing here, a very important challenge, that the true focus of where most abuse happens is almost being shifted from the family to always the stranger, the celebrity. If we're to be honest, if we're to be true, then we need to actually be aware, for all our children and all our people's sake, that in fact, abuse is one of the challenges of family life. I am quite sure it ever has been. Mercifully, we're just more aware of it and able to deal with it today. There's several things I've opened up there, but then there might be time for questions. I think the second challenge that I would say the family particularly has today, and I'd be fascinated to hear from our friends if this seems to affect them as much as it does certainly us, is busyness, or that modern terminology of the work-life balance. And I want to say the work-life-faith balance, because I think that that work-life-faith balance issues a phenomenal challenge to all that we wish to be and want to be, and yet somehow are then prevented from being because we literally don't have the time or the energy in the consequence of 21st century family life. So I would almost say that the second challenge is busyness, work, life, faith balance. I think that would bring me to the third challenge, and I stand here, of course, in one sense, not being a biological parent, but so forgive me for those of you who are, but please notice I'm accepting it is a challenge, and that is the challenge of parenting. I don't think that's an enviable task for anyone in the modern world. I think that is a challenge that is a very considerable one, and I do see it through the 1,250 children in our schools every day from many different faiths and backgrounds and cultures. But there is a challenge there of parenting, which certainly has then led to the concept and the prevalence of marital breakdown, or let's be quite honest again, even if the people are not married, for the children that doesn't matter. For the children, they're their parents. I'm not saying that marriage doesn't matter, please don't misunderstand me, but from the children, from the family point of view, it's the fact that they have parents that then, whatever legal status they have, separate. And the children are left without a parent. That's what matters. That's a challenge of family life and parenting at the moment. So you then have an absent father or an absent mother. And I think that parenting challenge is something that is certainly before us, leading on from that busyness, work, life, faith balance. Perhaps associated with that, I would say the fourth challenge is communication issues. Communication issues. I am now old enough, decrepit enough, you might think, to say that my family actually never ate a meal without being round the table together. And that sounds incredibly old-fashioned today. But actually, that's a communication issue, to my mind. And I think that's a challenge, because it meant that the family did come together at one point in the day for approximately 25 minutes and was in each other's company. And I think, again, related to that, busyness, work-life balance, people are coming and going, fetching and carrying, the taxi rides from the parents to all the things that the kids need to do, all of those things provide another phenomenal challenge, which I would encapsulate as saying communication issues. Again, not disassociated with what I've said, but the fifth challenge that I would identify today is financial pressures. Financial pressures, which in a Christian sense we would also say would be materialism. I love my things, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want to be without them. I often look at the TV and those horrendous pictures of people needing to leave their homes for all sorts of different reasons and a suitcase. And I sometimes try to set myself the task of what would I put in my suitcase. I can't really imagine. So I love my things. I'm not going to stand here and pretend that I'm an ascetic or I'm a monk. I'm not. Where those things fit into life is the important question here, that then bring financial pressures, encapsulated perhaps so perversely in the Christian festival of Christmas, where in fact there is an outpouring of glory to poverty, and yet Christmas has become the complete reverse. It's now to be whatever poverty you are in into pretending that you have riches beyond your means. Then we have high street lenders and things. Again, the media encouraging children and ourselves not only to have everything, but the need to have everything. So I think financial pressures are another challenge. And the sixth, which can be the sad culmination of many of those challenges, the sixth challenge I think that we have before us is in fact suicide. In many ways, suicide has grown. In some ways, it hasn't grown as much as some people believe it has. But nevertheless, it's very interesting that the Church of England at the moment is re-looking at its whole understanding of suicide, because actually, canon law presently says that a suicide person's funeral should not take place in church. And many of you would be aware of the old adage that a suicide person should not be buried in consecrated ground. That is a big example on challenge of family life. And in 2012, the latest figures available in the UK, 5,981 people committed suicide. 5,981 people committed suicide in 2012. One of those was my faithful Christian friend, who I worshipped with for many years, Helen. Helen, who with Michael chose me to be the godfather of Frederick. And so, if you'll forgive me, suicide has become not a new event in my life, but it's certainly become a particular event in my life. And what that has done is meant that I now have a godson who at 20 years old had to go with me to identify his mother, who had jumped off the Severn Bridge. And in that sense, what I'm really coming back to is, what is family and where are all these challenges? And for me, what was chosen family has almost now become biological family. Since that event, I can only say that I have a feeling for Fred that, even as a faithful godfather, I hope for 20 years, never previously existed. There's a sense in which I now understand parenting, dare I say, in a way that I did not before. Where does that lead family? Well, Fred has his own key to my home. He comes and goes as 21-year-olds, as I understand it, being this new, very particular parent, do. I'm on a learning curve, folks, all right? So bear with me. If on his last visit, the key goes through the door, and not only he walks through the door, but so does Sophie. There we are. And not only Sophie, but this baby in Sophie's arms. Well, I then had the feeling that perhaps every parent had, like, what on earth is going on here? Fred? Over here. I want a word, quickly. It was done very delicately, you understand. That was after the fact that Sophie handed the baby to Fred, saying, her nappy needs changing. And I thought, oh. So you can just imagine. Perhaps I'm about to become the grandparent godfather. I'm going to become the grandparent godfather. Actually, on this occasion, I wasn't. It was truly a friend that brought herself and her baby. That was it. But nevertheless, it gave me a glimpse to the future, which brings me right back to where I started. What is family? Well, it is the biological. It is, for me, beginning with grandparents. But in fact, that's not the end of the story. We not only have our biological, historical, geographic family, we have those chosen ones. We have our faith family. And they will, of course, all blend, as Fred very clearly taught me just a couple of weeks ago. Thank you.